Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Aryan. Mad or glad, Monday, inner sight throughout the world. And the main mad for me right now, for yours truly, is the horrible, horrible death of George Floyd. I can't see it. I can't see the video. I'm almost totally blind. But I can hear the outcries and the people. And I'm not talking about the people that are doing stupid things, burning and looting and stealing and putting people's lives in danger. No, they're just as bad as the cops who killed George. I'm talking about the outcry of the average, beautiful, loving person, you know. One of the things I did today, I called my dear, dear friend Ira Tucker, who happens to be black, for those of you who don't know, and I'm white. I know Ira over 40 years ago, and I used to, when I had the honor of knowing and hanging out with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. And I left Ira a message, you know, where's the love? Where's the love that you and I have? There's the example. I'm not bragging about myself. I'm giving you facts. I'm not bragging about Ira. Where's the love? I grew up with black people. Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, you know. And not everybody wanted to be around black people and love and you know, show love and caring and all that. Different in those days, at least when I grew up. We never had, if you didn't like somebody or you had preconceived ideas about blacks, you simply stayed away from them. You know, and that should have spilled over in to this cop, or cops, I should say, there were, what, four of them, you know. If this person had some kind of a hatred or some kind of a something against black people, he should never have let it interfere with his job. Well, let's go further. He never should have been on a job like that. It's like trusting a priest who abuses the child. You know, that man, George Floyd, was innocent until proven guilty. And that officer had a responsibility to protect the innocent. You know, and making it worse, the guy was handcuffed. How much could he do? Somebody said to me, I don't know how true it is, but I'm going to try to find out. Somebody said he looked disabled. He looked like he was developmental disabled. I don't know. My understanding, I don't watch the news, by the way. My understanding, he gave a store a $20 bill that supposedly wasn't good. All right. All this is for the lawyers in the courtroom. Everything has to be proven. Everything has to be shown. Everything has to be investigated. Alleged. Everything is alleged. That's the legal word. And that cop is supposed to, those police officers are supposed to know that. Not put themselves as judge, jury, and executioner. And that's exactly what they did. It was horrible what they did, you know, and how they disgraced the badge, disgraced the police department. I have a friend of mine, a couple of friends. I have one who, maybe some of you who listen, you hear Louie on the show sometimes. His dad with a police sergeant in the South Bronx for many, many years. Never pulled his gun. Never hurt anyone. You know, perfect record. The police are supposed to protect you, not kill you. Especially if they have somebody in handcuffs. You know, they're supposed to make sure that that person is safe. Now, we have a couple of ideas, and we're going to talk about them Wednesday night on a different title of a different show, how we believe that people who want to become police officers should be screened and psychologically dealt with to try to determine if they have emotions of hate toward minority. So we're going to talk about that on Wednesday. But tonight is the Mad or Glad. And this horrible, horrible mad, I mean, you just can't get past it. It's just unbelievable to think that the government, the police department, would have someone with a gun and a badge going around who would do such a thing. Inconceivable to know that somebody like that existed. You know, there are certain things that you have to try to the best of your ability to make sure that they don't get pushed under the fall through the cracks, as they say. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. And if we get an engineer, you can call in and give your what you're mad about or glad about. 3-816-1650. And brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue .org. Adopt an Akita, the great, great working dog. Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Their phone number is 609-388-7004. 609, area code. 388-7004. Their fundraiser called the Whisker Walk is June 28th, I believe. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children on Mad or Glad Monday, watch out for them, take care of them, protect them. And, you know, go an extra mile for a child. We remember Corey Foster. We remember little Tommy. And we remember Avanti Oquindo, to mention a few. All right. Beccaro's Italian Tavern. Pretty soon, God willing, that'll be a good place to hang out. 516-798-1555. Massapequa Park, New York. 1020 Park Boulevard, the address. Good friends of Inner Sight. Good Mojo Printers. Truro Law Center. And Sutton Real Estate, over the .com. Friends of ours. All right? We thank them. Let's see. Civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi. Good guy. 516-783-9662. Mr. Bahamundi. Can't remember the last name. Just call him Jim. Yeah, he's a pretty casual guy. Round the world, Mad or Glad Monday. And we like to do more glads than mads, but it doesn't always turn out that way. you know, think positive. Anyone out there who may be listening, if you have any knowledge of the Floyd, whether he was disabled, we would certainly like to know. And I'll tell you why we want to know. Because we want to push, if he was disabled, it's 1,000 times worse. Because there's something that happened then, most likely, that was misunderstood. Happens all the time. We want to push for a law, an extension of a law, or whatever they want to call it, special law, that if you commit a crime against a disabled person, you automatically go to jail. If that person is killed or injured, penalty is double. And even in some circumstances, call for the death penalty. So if anyone out there has any knowledge, we're going to try to find out if Mr. Floyd was disabled. A couple of news people that we know. Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. Good source of information and referrals, and find out about the system. If you can't get through to Inner Sight, call SILO. All right. Who else we got? Inner Sight, around the world, Matter Glad, Monday, and looks like some things are opening up. That's got to be a glad. Some stores coming back. We feel bad for the people who lost their business, who won't be able to come back. That's definitely a mad. So I'm sure you're going to be hearing a lot about that as the weeks go by. And remember, a couple of good health tips we give them out on the show. Wild oil of oregano is a great virus killer. You know, you can even smear it on your lips a little bit. You know, I put some on my fingers, and I let my dog sniff it. She licks it, and then whatever residue is left, I'll put it on her, smear it on her front paw. You know. Not only does it keep away the virus, it keeps away the undesirable insects. So that's something new that I just started doing with my guide dog, my Akita guide dog. Great, great stuff. Wild oil of oregano. Get it in the health store. And another glad, apple cider vinegar. Get the organic one. Now, if you have any digestion problem. Here's a new thing that I just learned. You take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar when you're eating. Don't swallow it without water. Chase it down with water or juice. You don't want to burn your throat. If you chase it down, it's good. It goes down. You don't get that possibility of irritation. Apple cider vinegar and wild oil of oregano, two great things to know about and to take in. All right? Inner Sight reminds you. And let's see, Matter Glad Monday. Some of the glads, I'll be glad when the I haven't been to a mall in 3 months. Yeah, I'll be glad when that mall opens. Boy, can you imagine all the sales they're going to have when that mall opens? Place is going to be mobbed. Yeah. All right. I'm very glad that Mr. Trump is talking out about these demonstrations that are going on, and a couple of the politicians are praising the peaceful demonstration. Mr. Obama had a statement on the news.
Hi.
Yeah. And praising people who are doing peaceful demonstrations. But you know what I'd like to see is people get together and what should have been done in my mind is get every police officer who has to work the riots, you know, to make a one-time donation of the salary.
Mm.
One-time donation to the family.
Right.
You know.
Their salary.
And someone ought to set up a fund where online, preferably, where cops from all over the country can make donations. Because I know a lot of cops don't like what happened.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like it.
I know.
Now,
some
one
of them
the
took
things,
knee, you know?
What?
Some of them took knee, meaning they went down on their knee and paid respect. They took knee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, one of the things that has to happen and come out of this, if the cops are on a call, you know,
mm-hmm.
and one officer, and an officer is doing something that's horrible, that's unheard of, that you're not supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other ones, instead of just standing by and being afraid to offend this person or you know, a brother officer. Yeah, brother officer. That doesn't mean you stand by and let him kill somebody like that.
That's right.
That has to be redone.
Examined. Mm-hmm.
They have to be instructed. You know, you don't stand by and watch your fellow officer destroy somebody's life like that.
That's right.
I mean, if the guy has a gun, if he's shooting at you, if he's, you know, a horrible, dangerous criminal, that's a different story. This guy was an innocent guy in handcuffs.
Right.
They tell me.
In handcuffs, nonetheless, yes. He was. You have to see it.
So
it was horrible, Frank.
Every politician, every police chief should get together, you know, and these people should be instructed. You know, Cuomo called for the banning of the chokehold. Well, that's not enough. I agree with him, but that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to get these cops to understand that a person is innocent until proven guilty. And even if they are guilty, you're not the executioner.
That's right.
This,
it's
these
not even that. They deserve a fair trial. Even if they're a murderer, they deserve a fair trial, no matter what. That's how our country is made. If a white person, if any person, if a Chinese person, if anybody in this, what it call, nation deserves that and has that right, then, you know, we have that right as a, you know, anybody, as a black person, anybody has
that I don't right. have that right, though, for my dog's medical.
We don't, no.
I don't have the right to a fair trial.
No.
You know, where's my fair trial?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's an exception.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I know of where you can't get a fair trial if you're denied your guide dog's medical, if you train your dog on your own. But
well, yeah, because I'll tell you why. The schools, all right, have taken a hold of that, in truth. They've taken a grip on that, and they just don't want you to have it, period.
Well, so they become the judge,
and
jury.
And the jury, and the executioner.
And the executioner.
Yeah, that's right.
And how many people have they denied, and they put them more in danger than if they had
been killed? We don't even know.
You know. So there you have another type of situation.
We don't know how many people were killed. We don't. We really don't. And
no, you don't know.
I had a discussion with somebody, you know, and it really bothered me. And I said, well, you're complaining, okay, and you're saying that no other lives matter, okay, but black lives. I had a really, really strong discussion with somebody. I said, all lives matter. Every single life on this earth, human lives matter. Not only black lives. They were even taking it to the extreme. Black lives matter. They were taking that phrase that people have come up with for protesting and taking it to the extreme. Now, you can't do that either. Okay, you need to take this to middle ground. You need to take this where every single life matters. Every life on this earth matters. Every single life. Every life. Okay.
Well, they're just as bad as the cop who most likely thought only white people matter.
That's right. That's right. Here's what Gandhi said. An eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind. And I'm going to add something to that. I'm going to adapt that quote.
I think that's
Well, that's
a
what he said.
Quote.
That's what Gandhi said.
It's a stupid quote. I don't agree with that.
Well, that's what Gandhi said. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to add this to it, to change. Because we're blind to change when you take out both eyes. We are. We're so blind to change, you know, that if you take out both eyes, you're blind to change.
Well, people are afraid of change.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you say, okay, somebody took out your eye, okay, because of a, and then you go with retaliation and you take out their eye, okay? Now, just for argument's sake, it's a kill for a kill. Now, what have you done? Everybody's dead. What have you done? What have you succeeded with? That's what Gandhi's really saying. Okay? Now, what have you succeeded with? Nothing. And I'm going to add, you're blind to change. You're blind to change.
Well,
I think Gandhi took that
comes originally from the Bible. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Yes, but he wrote, and then
the
whole world's blind. Yes, because you know why? Because if you take out two people's eyes, or if you take out, okay, if you take out, if you do for a kill for a kill, or if you have violence against violence, okay, what are you going to get? Nothing. That's what you're going to get. You could have protest, yes. Protest is totally different. Protest, I totally agree with, but with the cause and the mission to get something done, yes.
Well, you got to have a message.
Yes.
What's the message?
Yes.
What's the point of the protest if you're not proposing any kind of a solution?
If you're going to loot, you're going to destroy, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You know what? That has no message and no purpose. If you're going to stand there and you're going to have a message and you're going to make things done, yes, now you got something to go for. If you really want to make change, bring all minorities together and make change, period. That's what you really should do. Every life matters. Every single life on this earth matters.
Well, the politicians have to do a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
To bring in change.
Yes.
All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. Why don't you do the Able News, and we'll see what's going on with the phones.
Yes. Okay, ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, InterSight, don't forget to sign our petition, the one on the Service Dog Schools, license them, and the one on the nursing homes, help us get people out of those places. Around the world, and by the way, those petitions are at change.org. Around the world, InterSight, Mad or Glad Monday, anything you're mad about or glad about, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Anybody on the line?
No, hold on. I'll let you know right now. Give me 1 second.
Tomorrow night's open mic.
All right. Hold on.
Wednesday night, we're going to talk about what we believe.
No, not at the moment.
Wednesday night, what we believe is a big, will be a big help in screening people who want to be police officers.
Yes.
Got to change a lot of these ways.
Don't let the cat out of the bag.
So, you know, you got to try to find ways to predetermine that a person is a hater. We have some ideas on that.
Yes, we do.
All right, nobody on the phone. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. And our deepest condolences to the family of George Floyd, you know, his friends, family. I don't know anything about the man. Anybody out there who has any info, would like to share it, you don't have to give your name. 213-816-1650. You can just dial in, and we'll
recognize
you. We would love to know about George. All right. Around the world, InterSight, Mad or Glad Monday, and I'm glad. I got to tell you something. I'm glad that Mr. Trump doesn't approve of this World Health Organization, because I don't think they've done anything to protect us. All right? They could have done a lot more, and all the money that they have been paid, you know, they're part of the United Nations. Tremendous amounts of money that they've been given and awarded and whatever. And they couldn't stop this virus from spreading throughout the world. So they failed. They really have failed. You know,
many people are upset with Donald Trump online about this.
What, about the World Health Organization?
No.
Huh?
About how he's treating them in terms of what over at as they're peacefully protesting in Washington.
In Washington, he's doing what?
How they are peacefully protesting in Washington.
Yeah,
so it's
so.
Been a really hot point. Yeah, a lot of them are very upset.
Oh, well, what? I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm just stating a fact. Many protesters are upset with Donald Trump because of the way in which he's upset with protesters and the way in which they're just protesting, and some of them are just peaceful, and that's going to be a very...
Well, what do they want Mr. Trump to do? What's the message?
Some of them are just peacefully protesting. Some aren't. So what he's doing is he's clumping them all into one category. So that's a big, big, big problem, I would say, for his election campaign for the next time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what their message is or what they want to accomplish.
Their message is simple, yeah. Equality. Equality, just like our message is, you know? Black Lives Matter.
What do you mean equality?
Black Lives Matter, that this is not right. And when
all
they go,
lives matter, not just black lives matter.
We know
matter.
That, but that's what their message is when they're protesting. And a lot of them, believe it or not, when you look at the screen, when you look at the screen, a lot of them aren't black. I would say mixed crowds. They're not all black. So it's quite interesting when you watch it on the television. And when you
listen
to it.
I mean, black people have more equality than we have.
That's true. That's very
true. As long as they're not disabled.
And I said that. I said, yeah, that's true. They have worse quality than we have.
Yeah.
In truth. You know,
there's
but
no
yes,
equality for
true.
The disabled.
No, there isn't. That's true.
You know?
People don't realize that. People think, oh, yeah, you have a lot of equality. No, we don't. And that's really sad. I actually said that to somebody today. I said, where is the equality for the disabled? I think that the, you know, minorities should join together and fight for, you know, for equality. That's what I said today. We would get a lot done.
I don't know if it's a, to me, it doesn't seem like the right word for this situation.
Equality?
Yeah.
What do you think it should be then?
Well, it should be the
everything.
Safety.
Safety, equality. They're fighting for
safety.
Everything.
Safety. Cops should make sure that somebody is safe.
But it's
not
only
nothing to do
safety.
With equality.
It's not only that. People could look in their rearview mirror and are scared, Frank. If they are stopped by a police officer, that shouldn't be. They don't feel equally addressed.
Yeah, because
as
you
a
don't
white
know if
person.
The person hates you.
That's right. So that's they don't feel equal.
That's what we're going to talk about on Wednesday to try to
right.
try to.
They don't feel equal. They don't feel equally addressed like a white person. That's the issue. Why aren't they equally addressed? It means it's racism.
Because
you've
got a lot of white people who hate black people.
That's right.
And they shouldn't be in those jobs. They shouldn't be there.
Right. They shouldn't be racist, period. But
that's how it should be said. There's a lot of white people who hate black people.
Right.
You know? All different kinds of stupid, ignorant
people.
Feelings, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Those people should not be in the job of a cop.
Yeah.
That's what they got to concentrate on.
You know? You want to hear something funny? I got to tell you when you're done. Somebody said to me, okay, what color are you? I said, does it matter? I'm blind. And they go, ha, 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 don't make me laugh. I said, no, I am visually impaired. Oh, I thought you were joking. I said, no, I'm not. I'm visually impaired. Does it matter? I'm texting this all on he goes, how are you typing? I said, I have a large print software that helps me see it better. I am visually impaired. People are so ignorant, you know. You know, it's
well, what's
like,
that got to do with anything?
What it is that I'm blind to color. I'm blind to seeing.
That doesn't mean
you,
but you can still hate.
True. I'm
got
blind
to.
What I said, what I meant to that person is that I'm blind to the differences of color. Do you understand? What I was
yeah,
trying
but
to
what,
make
what
a
does
point?
That got to do with anything?
It
you
doesn't
can't
matter
see.
To me.
There's a lot of blind people who are white who hate black people.
How about this one? A guy who was raised by He was black. He was raised by white people, and he hates black people. How do you like that?
Well, yeah, you got that too.
See? Now, that's pretty sad. I know
somebody. Works both ways.
Yeah. He's black. He was raised.
Yeah.
He was raised by white people to hate
sure.
black people, and he's black, but he doesn't know it all his life. Yeah. It's sad. Sick. Sick people.
It works both ways.
Yeah. Sick.
All right.
Sick,
Matt,
a
glad Monday. You know, whether you hate somebody or not, you're a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to keep that person safe. That's your job. If you can't do that job, if your hatred gets in your way, that has to be found out before you go out with that gun and that badge.
That's right.
That's
right.
The important point.
Yes.
That's what people
That's
should
right.
be talking about. You know? Because if you're going to go out there and have in your mind, maybe I'll find some black guy today. I'll beat the hell out of him, even though, you know, he didn't do anything wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, then it's horrible.
That has to be dealt with.
Yeah, of course it does.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they have to find a better screening,
sure,
a better...
Yeah.
A better way to determine that,
mm-hmm.
you know. I don't know what they're doing now, but obviously it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday. Tomorrow's open mic. Wednesday we're going to talk about what we believe is a solution in screening people who want to be cops. And a big part of that, we're going to talk about that on Wednesday. Thursday, I forgot, what do we have? You know what we have Thursday? I forgot.
I have two titles. I don't know which one you wanted. I'll give you both. I was sort of, hang on. Let me go back. Oh, yeah. Hold on. All right, here we go. We
All right.
had replace agency people with inner sight people, or people should learn from their mistakes. Which one did you want?
Let's do the second one.
People should learn from their mistakes? Okay.
Yeah. That's a better title.
Okay.
Definitely fits.
Yeah.
All right, Friday night,
week.
The funnies. And we goof around
okay.
with it, you know.
Yep.
Don't take it seriously. Just
That's right.
Laugh at it and have fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight. Matt, I'm glad you want to call in 213-816-1650. And let's see, what else was in the news today?
Everything.
You get a lot of Mad or Glad from the news.
Yeah, we sure do. Oh, I get something that really pissed me off today. Really, really pissed me off. Straight from my mom's nursing home. It said, yeah, exactly, that they hired a new person, and guess what? That person had corona. Yes.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Right? Yes. So that person had corona, right? So I'm like, how could you hire a person? Then two people caught corona from that person, obviously, because two people, now nobody had corona prior to this person coming, you know, they had cleared it out of the nursing home for a little bit, and it, you know, they were doing well, and now this person came and had corona, an unsymptomatic corona person.
Well, didn't
so
they check the person before they let them in?
Obviously not.
Nope.
Yeah, I guess not. So, so now I got to call.
You ever notice how these medical people do things in a stupid way?
Backwards, yes. So now that person's on quarantine and being treated, and so are the two people who are infected at my mom's nursing home, and I hope it's not my mom. I really.
Are they in quarantine at the nursing home?
The person, my mom. I don't know.
No. The people that have been
infected.
The three.
No, they get moved to a different building. Totally.
Oh, well, they got them out of there.
Right.
At least common sense. Hopefully they got them out of there. That's what they told you?
Well, that's what they say. They go to the next building over, a totally different building. So anybody who comes in from the hospital who has corona goes to the other building, period.
They're lucky to have a building, another building.
Exactly. It used to be their rehabilitation building, but now they're using it strictly for corona, which is good, but... you know, bad at the same time, because...
Well, you don't want to go over there, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Used to be for respiratory rehab and all that, too, but now they don't use it anymore for that. They use it all for corona.
Yeah.
You
know? All right, I got a mad. This is a weird mad now. If they open the restaurants, right?
Oh, no.
Now, how are you going to do this? I'm going to do a comedy version on Friday, but if you open the restaurants,
yeah,
and you go in there, and you're allowed to sit, you know,
yeah.
Now, how are you going to eat with your mask on? I'd like to know the answer to that. All right.
You have now, to take your mask off. This is what they said you're allowed to do.
Oh yeah, but you're not supposed to inside.
You're allowed to take your mask off to eat, but if you're just sitting around talking and not eating, and there's a certain amount of people...
But they're not allowing people
spaces,
to eat inside, sit inside and eat.
So then you're not allowed to eat inside.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
But now what happens when they do allow people to eat inside, and you got your mask on?
Then you take your mask off. I don't know how they're going to work it. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, right.
They're also going to have people outside. They're going to make outside restaurants. But now here's the other thing. What happens during the wintertime in New York?
No. Yeah, what happens during the hot summer? You're going to sit out there and eat all day? People are going to pass out from that.
Yeah.
Now, somebody came up with an idea, which is totally crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make a mouthpiece in the mask.
Yeah.
So you can eat. So now you're going to have all these people putting
with the
food,
mask on with the hole in the mask?
Putting food in their mask, and food's going to go all over the place. Next thing you know, they're going to start salivating. That saliva's going to go all over the place. You talk about spreading a virus. There it is.
To take the freaking mask off, eat, and then put the mask back on. Simple.
That's all. That's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
So when you go in there to eat.
And they have to separate people, you know, and have what they should do is have dining hours like they did, you know, like they have on cruise ships. Seriously, they have these dining hours that people could eat at certain times. So they should do the same thing in restaurants, dining hours. Like, from, like, say,
oh, yeah, but then how are they
going
to do that? You get people waiting outside. What, are they going
to
throw people out? Come on, hurry up and eat. Hurry up.
No.
Hurry
people
up.
Know
get the hell out of here.
So, no. People
what do you mean,
know
no? You can't
no.
tell people how fast to eat.
No. But you can't do that. But what you can do is you then now have a space in between the next dining hour. So if it overlaps... You have it. That's what they did in certain places and closer. What's the name? Oh, I am to envision the place, but I can't remember the name. No. In Florida, they have like these dining places where you have dining hours, and what they do is they have people where you go there, okay, and you eat, and you have, you know, different dining, like, times. Like early bird special, you ever heard of that, Frank?
What do you mean, like dining? How long do you get to eat?
You get to eat for a good amount of time. Like I would say, for example, the dining hours are from 4 to 6. Then you have a break, and then you have a second dining hour.
Yeah, 4 to 6. So I go in 4
right.
o'clock. I
right.
order my food. Time I get it, it's
right.
almost 5.
Right.
Yeah? Now I got to eat and finish by 6?
No, the dining hours are anywhere from 4 to 6. Then you'll sit and eat, blah, 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 blah. The next set of dining hours could, say, be between 7 and whatever, between 10. I don't know. I'm giving you an example.
Oh, what are
they
going to do, stay open all night? That's
well, some people
work.
Do that. Dude. Really, it's New York, for God's sakes.
Not going to work.
You know?
I got a better idea.
What?
Spray everybody with wild olive oregano.
Oregano.
I'm telling
do
you.
Both.
Man.
Do both.
The best.
Do both.
Dining
do
hours.
Both.
Give me a break.
Do both. I'm serious.
They're
going to
open
It'll
the places up.
Healthy.
You're going to go in there. You're going to eat. And if people are smart, they'll find out how to build up their immune system. If they're stupid, they're going to keep going to these doctors. And these doctors don't know what the hell they're doing. We got the proof. How many bodies?
Yeah. Body bags.
There's the proof.
I got something that I was told. Now, they said before the fact, and I got to look this up again, that there was 25,000 deaths before the coronavirus hit. Now, I don't know for nursing homes. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I got to look into it more.
Well, people die in nursing homes all the time.
No, that they believe were related to coronavirus. So I gotta find out if that's true or not.
A lot of people had corona. I had it. I believe I had it.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you had it, you gotta be tested. Yeah.
I
well,
beat
you
the
have
ass
a good
off.
Healthy immune. Well, you have a good healthy immune system. Meaning, if I would ever get. Well, I'm not gonna say that. I think, in truth, I got some good antibodies in me. You know why? Because I got a blood transfusion last year. I did. So I think I got somebody's good juju. For real. I really do.
There's nothing like building up the immune. That's the best way to.
I think somebody gave me some good immune, you know, system.
Anyway. I've been sneaking with my mask.
Yeah? Oh, be careful you don't
sneak.
Get arrested. And what are you doing?
Arrested? You don't get arrested. I've been sneaking. No,
you.
How can you get arrested? The president doesn't even wear a mask.
I know.
No, I sneak a little bit. You know,
what do you do?
You know, you're going to a place,
hmm.
you know, and you got to go to the restroom. You go in the restroom, take your mask off.
Well, you need some break on your face, yeah.
Nobody's going to know. What are they going to do? You can't come in the restroom and see if you got your mask on.
In the restroom, at least, yeah.
You know.
So
there
what
you
else
have
you
it,
do?
Folks. You want to develop, you want to make some money, develop a straw that goes right through the mask.
They actually have a straw mask, a hole, that has it. Yes, they do. I saw one
right.
already. I did.
Yeah,
I saw
who's
one
use that?
Online.
Not me,
no. But I'm just saying they do have one. Yes, but I saw one already. Somebody made it.
All right, in a sight.
The alcohol.
Mad or glad.
You heard what I said?
I'll tell you right now, I'm not wearing my mask on television. That's for sure.
Me neither. But I might have to because of my health.
Yeah. All right. Around the world, let's see. Television. Speaking of television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 at 11, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel.
I just thought of something. I might have to wear the big one.
8:30 Wednesday night, channel 20, Inner Sight, all over Long Island. All right? We play out in the Hamptons, too, folks. So, any movie stars out there who see us, you know, send a nice donation to Inner Sight so we can help people. One of the main things we would do, world, if we got some big donation, is get people out of nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
Give them their own place.
Yep. Frank, we have Maureen.
Speaking of nursing homes, our nursing home advocate.
Perfect timing, right?
On the line. And let's take a phone call. Hello, Inner Sight, my matter glass.
Hi, hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Oh. Hi, I was waiting for a phone call. That's why I missed part of the show, and so I didn't get to hear the first part. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Where do I even start? The world has gone nuts. The world is just
cuckoo. At least
I mean,
our part of the world.
Yeah, I know, really. It's just
that's
too much.
A,
so what were you guys talking
there,
about
girl.
The nurse?
Don't
wait a minute, let Maureen talk.
Oh. Now, I was asking what you guys were talking about the nursing home when I first called in just now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were mentioning
home.
About nursing home?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk.
Oh, what were you talking about? What were you guys
well,
talking about
talk.
About it? I didn't
talking
hear.
About matter glad things.
Matter glad.
Oh, just nursing home in general?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. I just, I don't even know. I just want to move out of New York, definitely. I've just had enough of New York, really. I would love to just get out. No, really.
Where are you going to go?
Twofold. I have no idea, but the city is just a mess. It's just crazy, really, you know. It really is. You know, I mean, now I hope the corona is not going to be spread again after all this that's going on, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want it coming back for a second round, you know, once it's finally going to be open, the city now, and all this is going on, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to go down to Carolina?
My mom and I were thinking of going there years ago, but we don't fly. And every time we were thinking of going, there was a train derailment. So we never got to go there. So I don't know. I really don't know. I'd like to go to Canada myself, but I mean, not myself. That's where I take my mom. You know,
it's pretty
really
cold
amazing.
Up there.
It's very cold up there.
Yeah. That's
my friend
we have a friend
up there,
actually. We have a friend who lives up there, you know, but I don't know. It's just getting too much here, really. It really is. We have no leadership from the head on down. It's just crazy, you know. It really is.
He's a whack. I'm sorry, Frank. I hate to,
say
it, but he's been
really
making
is.
Some weird, weird decisions lately. Yeah. And I know you love him. That's your, and you're entitled to your own opinion, but really he's been making some real, real weird, weird decisions, and I don't know if you've really listened to him lately. I don't like the alternative either. I don't like Biden either. So I don't know who the heck I'm voting for, honestly.
But this guy,
I am voting,
to
so.
Me, is just dangerous. This guy's just now he's calling the governors, you got to be strong or forceful or you look like a bunch of jerks. This ain't how a president should speak. You know, that's not presidential talk. You know, really. I mean, it is not. You don't call people jerks if you're the president, you know.
He's
especially
also
the governors
of
your
jerks.
Own country.
They're a bunch of, a bunch of jackasses.
But that's different, Frank.
Well,
that's,
I mean, I can
thing.
Call them jerks, but I don't think the president should be saying it, you know? Really.
Oh, wow.
And
then he tweets to people, well, I don't happen to
he's
have...
He's right
you know,
about
a
lot of
to
these
get...
governors. Look what Cuomo did, the idiot.
Well, believe me.
Yeah, but that's
him,
not
called...
what we're talking about, Frank. What I'm talking about is he also is inciting a lot of the protesters to be more and more angry, which makes them more resolute to react to him, and that's even worse.
Well, I don't know.
And he wanted
to don't
him,
use any damn
him,
excuse some of these people.
Believe me, I mean, I've called
you know
Cuomo
what
a jerk.
Done,
I've called him more than
actually
that. Actually,
wanting to go into the White House and what do you call and go after him. He's actually gone into a bunker underneath the White House. out.
Yeah.
To fear.
Well, people like that need to be. You don't put up with that kind of violence.
And what happened to his?
Yeah.
What happened to his Make America Great people that he wanted to come out the other night? They didn't even show up.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You know why? Because they're smart.
I know.
What,
I know.
What people should be saying to Mr. Trump, Mr. Trump, President, we believe we have the solution. Will you help us get it going?
And
That's what they should be saying.
You know what it is? They have. And you know what he's doing instead? This is the sad part, okay? What he's doing instead is saying you are violators, and he's just clumping everybody together, good protesters and bad protesters.
Wait a minute, you said they proposed the solution. Well, what's their solution?
Their solution is please, Mr. President, please train these officers better. Please take out the bad officers. Mr. President, please treat us better. Please, you know, help change the system. Please, you know, they're pleading to him. They're trying to get, you know, the bad officers out, the bad eggs out. They're trying in every which way to get his attention. And you know what he's doing? He's treating them like dirt and shit, Frank.
Well, I don't know.
Excuse
about
me,
that.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I know it.
I haven't heard a thing about that on the news.
Frank, you want me to play?
I haven't heard that anybody proposed a solution.
Frank, you want me to play it for you during the day?
Yeah, whatever. I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
I mean, it was definitely murder what that cop did. I mean, everybody,
it's terrible.
I mean, have your knee on somebody's neck for almost 9 minutes and they're pleading? You know, so, I mean, what he did was wrong, but what they're doing isn't right either. You can't be looting and setting things on fire. That's not the solution.
I think that's not right either, no. I've already seen
you know?
A lot of against that, too. I've been one crazy tweeting woman. I'm like, listen, do you think it's right to be killing somebody's business who's, say, even a black owner? This is what I said.
I know. Who did in a time like this when everybody's struggling as it is?
That's what I said.
They're just making it worse.
Yep.
You know,
and he says, "No, you got a point there." Well, then stop, you know, inciting everybody. And this is what I say. I mean,
well, that's what Mr. Trump is saying.
No, he's not.
Sure it is.
He's not. No, he isn't. He isn't saying it that way, Frank. I wish he was.
Yes, he is.
I
heard him.
It would be a different story.
I heard it on the news. That's what he's saying. That they're going about it in the wrong way.
They are going about it in the wrong way. He did say that, but he didn't say it in that manner. He did not say it in that matter. I wish he did. God is my witness. I wish he did. I really do. He's. I don't know how to explain it. He's not going about it in the right manner. What he should be doing is saying, listen, we as a country should act in unison. That's what he should be saying. He said we should find a way, okay, to wrong the rights of the country. We should we have COVID, okay? We should also find a way to join together and make all the wrongs right as a country.
Well, right now
we've got
to find a way to get off the air. Inner sight means freedom.
Okay, guys.
Advocates for the disabled.
Take care.
Be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. Phone number 631-224-3090. And be safe out there. Don't forget to take your wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, you know, and goof off with the mask. Don't worry about that. All right, inner sight around the world. Be with you tomorrow night live. Open mic. Thank you so much. Our deepest condolences again to the family of George Floyd.
Yes.
And if I had my way, I think I'd take those four cops out and hang them.
No!
Inner sight! Round the world! Yeah, like John Wayne would.
Yeah, right?
Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world! Inner sight! Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight!
Good night, everyone.